it's time for a bonus. A bonus episode. I love episodes of theater. We're going off the beaten path.
Off the beaten path.
We're off.
Welcome to Theater, the theater podcast for theater nerds made by three theater makers from the LA theater scene. I'm Jay Bailey Burcham.
I'm CJ Merriman.
And I'm Scott Leggett.
True. Each week, we get together to discuss and debate the definition of theater through various lenses. And we're back again with Fringe Blast in Your Face, number two. That's what Scott called it off mic.
It's a charming little thing.
Yeah, definitely charming.
Cute. Yeah, we're here to keep talking about Fringe. We're covering it four different times, I believe. We have four episodes set up where we're going to discuss it. Or maybe is it three? I don't know. It doesn't matter. You're going to get what you get.
Yeah.
But this episode, we're also at the end and maybe throughout. I don't know how we're going to do this. We're going to put in some interviews, some on-the-street interviews with some people that we're excited to introduce you to. But before we get into Fringe, there's two people that we just needed a shout out that passed away in this past week that are theater adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one is full theater, right?
Yeah.
Treat Williams passed away. Yeah. He was the original Danny in the Broadway Grease, correct? Yeah. And he was
I think he was the original Danny.
Oh, straight up.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, in Chicago or whatever. Yeah. Okay, that's radical. Well, that's super cool. And then he's also Burger in the Hair film.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how most people would know his face.
And I think he did Hair on Broadway as
I believe so.
Beforehand. But yeah, just a dude who'd worked his way up and had a long, long, long ass career, dude.
Yeah. Super babe. Super babe.
Died in a motorcycle accident. Yeah. Really handsome dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Even till in his old age, just a gorgeous human. And that hair in the movie Hair.
Right?
That's probably why it was named that. and then the other one is Cormac McCarthy, the writer, died today that we're recording this, actually. I don't know if there's ever been a stage version of any of his work. Has there?
Not that I'm aware of. Just the Road, No Country for Old Men.
Isn't All the Pretty Horses something?
You might be right, Siege. Yeah.
But I feel like I've heard.
I don't know if any of them have been stage versions.
So I don't know what this is, but this is called Project Muse, Cormac McCarthy and Performance. I'm going to look at it and tell you about it later because it looks really intense. It's like a huge dossier of discussion about that. Okay, cut all this out. This is boring.
Yeah. anyway, rest in peace, Cormac McCarthy.
Rest in peace, two incredible artists. Okay, so Fringe. We're deep dick in Fringe right now. Everyone.
Boof.
Yeah?
Boof. Yeah.
Have y'all counted how many you've seen so far?
No, I haven't done the tally yet.
I've seen something like 22 or 23 shows at this
point. Damn, girl.
Nice.
Yeah.
Last night was my 13th. But most of mine are next week, this coming week and then next week, I see, cause I have like five show days almost every day. I went really hardcore in those weeks, but I've been taking it light up until then compared to you, Siege. But what are some that you saw that you really dug, that you really loved? Now we are part of two different awards, Best of Broadwater. All three of us are judges for Best of Broadwater, which is a venue. And then we're also judging the Theater Playwright Award. And so we're not going to dive into like how we feel about those awards or anything like that. You'll have to wait and see. But we are going to talk about some things that we've seen that we enjoyed and want to shout out. So, Siege, since you've seen probably the most, I want you to start kind of, and maybe we can, you know, go back and forth.
Intersperse.
What are the ones that you've seen that you really... Doug.
Well, I think we should definitely shout out, Bailey, you and I went to see Maddox's Fringe offering, yeah. Annex, mm-hmm. and discussed that, like, I was really into the characters and yep. the relationships between them. God, there were some really amazing actors in there. Max, who was in Love Chicken last year, was correct. Also a cast member, and they were fucking awesome.
It was fantastic. And great pins. They had pins.
Yes.
For oh, yeah. Pins. Little buttons.
And we got buttons mm-hmm. and pins. They had all of the above. but also, if you get a chance to see Annex, you can also go back and listen to our episode that covered Annex. Because when Maddox won last year, we covered three of their works, and Annex was one of them.
Yep.
And Scott, you ranked it second. Mm-hmm. CJ, you ranked it first,
mm-hmm.
and I ranked it last. But I clarified that I loved the script, but I want everybody to go check it out. It's really interesting. Different from Love Chicken, but it's still in the same voice. It's Maddox, you know, and it's fantastic. What else?
Well, and then the next day or something, it was the next day, I saw Maddox and one of the cast members from Annex in the audience of A Shark Ate My Penis,
which
is
its
second stage at the Broadwater. And it is fucking great. I really, really enjoyed it. Laser
is that a one-man show?
Yes. Laser is the writer and performer. And in a sea of one-person shows, and even a sea of one-person shows and that are musicals,
yeah,
Laser kind of gets it in that there were 10 songs in it, but like they were little, some of them were full songs and some of them were just little bite-sized songs. So right. every time Laser started singing, it wasn't like, okay, here we go, I have to sit here for 3 or 4 minutes. Like
shark
some of them
bite-sized songs.
Shark bite-sized songs. But it just was really, it was funny. It was heartwarming. The music was great. Completely different voice, completely different feel. And again, in a sea of one-person shows, it was really, really great.
Word.
Absolutely. Scott, have you seen any one-person shows that really blew your mind? Because I saw one that really got me. But have you?
I saw one that has stuck with me. It was one of the first ones I saw. It was called Jackie.
Right.
The Broadwater second stage.
Not an impersonation of Jackie O. But,
no, it's borderline absurdist. She doesn't do an impersonation, but it's a fucking really, and especially as I've seen more, and especially like just sharp, precise performance that is just intriguing. And it has a lot to do with, you know, societal pressures on women in terms of their relationship with clothes and, you know, shapes and sizes and media and all that. But it's all contained in this slightly weird little dream world with Jackie. I highly recommend that. Another one I want to give a shout out to, because I don't know how it's doing, and it's a hard sell. It's called We Got Your Six. And it's just it's a story of a single battle during Afghanistan and the aftermath of it. And it's done really elegantly. It's truly theatrical and a lot of people standing still and telling the truth, which I think is, you know, where you always have to start. So it really affected me more than I thought it would. And, there's some really nice performances in that.
Nice. But, yeah. I'll be seeing that one. I have tickets for that this week. Back to one person shows for a second.
I digressed. I'm sorry.
I saw Joni Mitchell.
Take Me As I Am,
a Joni Mitchell tribute. And I should have looked up the performer's name. I'll shout her out in the show notes. But she was absolutely incredible. Just the essence of Joni, the voice of Joni, the everything of Joni. And like, you know, a very quiet, older crowd of people who probably don't know what Fringe Fest is, but just saw Joni Mitchell on a poster, right?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they weren't so... they weren't as interactive with her as I think she wanted, but it was fine because you could feel them all just like sitting, basking in it, right?
Right.
Just sort of just like, oh, it's like she's here, you know. It was fantastic. I cried during two different songs, and it's a great hour. Actually, I think it was less. I think it was like 45 minutes. Went by in a breeze. So I highly recommend that one. The only other one I wanted to shout out that's a one-person show, CJ and I saw.
I was hoping this would be brought up.
It's called Queen Mab's
Alarmingly Mandatory Bridal Shower. With Elise Dewsbury, who is one of the head gals at New Musicals Inc., right?
Correct. And a dear friend of mine and gave me one of my first performance jobs here in LA at New Musicals Inc., doing their 15-minute musicals. And she's a phenomenal dramaturg and is really good at just getting musicals on their feet and then sending them off into the world. And she really just proves in that, you know, hour long time, like why she does what she did, why she is like a staple of our community. I highly recommend it. It's so fun. It's silly. It's a tracked musical, one person musical, but it like adds to the ridiculous delusion of it all. And it's like, it's so good. I highly recommend it.
All right.
And we had seen it at like 11 o'clock on a weeknight after we'd gone to one that was kind of rough to get through.
Right.
That's and so we were dragging ass in there for a couple of different reasons. And then like, I was laughing so hard, my face was hurting. It was so, and then she kind of gets you there at the end a little bit.
Yeah.
Like it was really good. Yeah. It was really, really good.
Any other musical things that you've seen?
No, all of my musicals are stacked up later this weekend and next week. So no, nothing yet other than some singing and, but no musicals per se.
Yeah, I haven't either. I have a, you know, our friend Sam Barrios, friend of the pod, we've brought her up before, I believe, is in Losing Your Humanity.
Yes, I got to see that over the weekend.
Nice. I haven't seen it yet. I'm seeing it next week.
I got it scheduled. Musical, yeah, I got it scheduled. Yeah.
Sounds great. Sounds fun.
Y'all, if you're a fan of zombie movies, go check this one out. It's fun.
Great.
But yeah, and then I saw a play that some of my friends were in. It was called Raise Your Hand from the Dead with CJ and Scott. And Natalie and Jay directed. And it was fantastic. If you love pun humor, if you like Ted Lasso, you should probably go see it. It's silly and great. And Scott and CJ really fucking will blow you out of the water with the comedy chops.
Thanks.
Well, thank you. Very kind.
Also, they're both really sexy. So you should come check them out.
It's true. It's true.
What else? What else have you seen? And then we can talk about things we're excited to see.
Yeah. What's some of the other stuff?
Well,
let me give a shout out to O. Lorraine.
Sure, sure.
Friend of the pod.
Written by Peter Fluey.
Peter Fluey and
starring a bunch of our friends, Jesse Bias.
Just doing some good work and
Amanda Blake Davis.
ABD. I had a really good time at that. And then Under the Influence,
which
Pam Quinn, who wrote the song that opened this episode,
that's right,
wrote it and performed in it with Jeff Scott Carey and Emily Clark and Megan Allison. And it was just utterly fucking charming and funny.
I'll always go see those folks stuff.
This is because they're smart as shit and they're funny as shit, and I really enjoyed it.
And the sort of Easter egg there is that it's about influencers, and Pam and the director Lucas Alifano are both massive TikTok personalities. But Pam has a singing dog and she has like a million followers and she's been on America's Got Talent. And then Lucas has maybe like 500,000 followers and he just tells dad jokes and laughs at them and people shit themselves. So good for him. But that's what's funny about it is that they know this world really well. And so it was just one-liner after one-liner, which is what Pam is best at, and it's absurd and stupid and great, and everybody's fantastic in it. The couple others I wanted to shout out that I've seen, one is I saw Arizona Rain.
Last night.
I got tickets for that.
Great. Yeah, all three of us are seeing it. It kind of felt like, Scott, you mentioned this to me, it kind of felt in the vein of Love Chicken, sort of a similar like dramedy relationship you know, thing, but well orchestrated and really interesting. Highly recommend
very pro TGNC and some nice performances. Young, it's nice seeing young folks do stuff.
Yeah. And the playwright, you can tell that they are going somewhere with their writing.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what I mean? So
absolutely. That's
very exciting.
Yeah.
The other one I want to shout out is a play that I think everybody should see if you're out here. It's called Inferno. It is a...
I got tickets.
It is a Dante's Inferno retelling, and that's all I'm going to say, and I need you to go see it. That's it.
I have three other shouts that I don't need to talk a bunch about, but I've mentioned one of them before. Lebanese Debutante was one of the first ones I saw, and it's
right,
great.
Right,
oh,
right,
yeah,
right.
I got my tickets for that.
So many people have brought it up to me. Yeah.
And I've gotten to talk to her at the bar, and she's lovely,
that's
too.
Great.
She's
that's
a cool
great.
Person. Waiting for a show, Miles Berman, friend of the pod, listener
right.
of the pod.
Right. Yeah,
just,
I got,
I'm not going to say anything else. Just go fucking see it. And then Leggett and I got to see Love is a Battlefield all over the weekend, and we really liked it.
We really had a good time. There's two monologues that I'm going to steal forever from that show that are just fucking hilarious, that like just make you go, oh, shit. Yeah, great performances in that. And yeah, I enjoyed it. I have a rant. Do you want to hear my rant?
I want to hear your rant.
Well, because I just mentioned young people. So there's two levels to this.
Kids today.
the kids today. But it's not just the kids. I've heard some older folks too. And this is what I've heard. I don't have time to see other shows because I'm just doing my show. I'm just focusing on my show.
Okay,
and I'm
Dick.
I'm like, hold up. At most, you're doing 7 or 8 performances over the course of 3 weeks. That means you have a whole lot of time in between. And listen, right. I'm not judging people's lives. They're complicated and all that. But it's part of the deal. Part of the game, part of the fun is that you are the audience as a participant. You're the majority of the audience for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, you'll have people who bring in their friends and stuff for a specific show, but those people don't go to multiple shows usually.
Right.
You have
right.
a small crew that are, you know, fringe nerds that are hopping around and checking stuff out. But by and large, you know, go see things, go cheer for people. Like for the most part, I want to cheer for people. Then the other thing I want to criticize, and CJ and I had to see two of these shows.
Okay.
And it's young people who are in film acting class, and they're practicing by doing a fringe show.
I see.
And I called it anti-theater, like where it's like the energy didn't go beyond the front of their face. And And listen,
but everyone was skinny and beautiful.
But there, yeah. And it was just
that.
Like, and it was just like, okay. Like, you know, I don't want to, you know, criticize anybody for trying something, but those are the people that need to go to other fringe shows. See what the older people are doing, which can be hit or miss too. But see what some of the fringe vets are doing and how they're playing around and using space. And oh, that was the other thing, is like all these things had like so many complicated set pieces. And for those of you who don't know, and I assume most people listening to this episode will be somewhat familiar with Fringe, you have 15 minutes to load in and load out. Don't give yourself a couch to load in and load out. Don't give yourself bookshelves and tons of books. Like, get in there, use your cubes, use your chairs. That's what you need. It's really that simple, and keeping it simple is, although I've seen, you know, stuff that's, you got its flair, and that's totally cool too. That's off of my stand, and I'm having a great time, and I've met some amazing people. I've met some amazing 20-year-olds who are just having a blast, just kind of going, what the fuck's happening, man?
Right.
And that's fun.
Well, and to piggyback off that too, I think that I would put that onus on the teachers that are saying, let's put this in so you can practice doing theater.
Yeah,
because
sure.
I've been to a couple where I'm like, oh, this is a group of people that's built around a personality. Almost like a cult like type of thing of like, there's a person in the middle of this that's telling everyone what to do. So they're just listening to them.
The guru teacher.
Yeah, exactly. If we're going to rant about that, and maybe we cut this out, I don't know. And I won't say the name of the show. But CJ and I did see something that I left angry. I left
salty.
Yes,
we were both kind of mad.
I was like, burn down the Fringe Festival. No, I didn't say that. But I just, it was truly like, trying so hard to be profound and provocative that it warped back around to so offensive. Oh. And not even just offensive, like, on levels of mental health and race and politics and all these other things and religion, but also offensive as a theater maker to watch so much money and time. It was a fully produced show. And I think Fringe is an open, beautiful island of misfit toys where we should be making great art and, like, trying things and throwing shit at the wall. But much like we said, this did feel like all these people sort of being like, this amazing writer, director, actor, producer, dot, 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 is our leader and we'll follow him into hell. And I'm just like, fuck
well,
you.
Well, yeah.
Did it. Of course, maybe they all hate it too, and who cares? Okay, cut all that out. No. Okay, things that we're excited about. Let's just rifle them off. Is there anything that you're just like, oh, I can't wait to see this one?
I'm excited to see The Movement You Need, which is Brendan Hunt's. Mm-hmm. Well, he's doing 2 one-man shows. One is 5 years in Amsterdam, which he's been doing for quite some time. And then The Movement You Need is an experimental in-progress work. So I'm excited to see that. And then Losing Your Humanity, I want to go root for some Sam Barrios or Pod. And so I'm excited about that. And then I've got a bunch of other things that I don't know much about. And that's one of the reasons I'm grateful for us doing these, our playwriting award is like, I just signed up for tickets. Let's see what we got. Like, so not knowing is as exciting in some instances, but and then I got to see your show, Bailey, the cabaret, School for Love. So I've got tickets for that. Good. I think CJ and Scott Golden and I and a nice little crew are gonna come the same night.
That's on my list of shows I'm looking forward to.
Okay, yeah. Let me throw down a disclaimer for you two and for everybody else, though. Okay,
yes. No.
Yep, this is my disclaimer. Not only did I get 2 rehearsals to block this thing, which is fine. It's a cabaret. They mostly just stand there and sing. They lost our tech, all of our tech, right before our first show, and we had to rebuild the tech, and it's crazy. And so now it's like the most simplified version of the thing that I wanted it to be, and it's okay. But I just want everybody to know that
frustration.
That's theater for you. That's theater for you.
What else are you excited for, Siege?
I'm stoked on School for Love, and then I'm looking forward to Infierno. And if I may call out one thing that's non-Fringe that's going on during Fringe, our girl, Brittany Wheeler, who is the artistic director of Celebration, they are doing Tales of Transcestors at the Greenway Arts Alliance, which it was a Fringe offering last year.
Last year was quite good.
Yeah. And there's a whole new cast of characters this year, not related to Fringe, but I just want to call that out because I fucking love Brittany.
We should get drunk and walk over there one night.
It's a little bit of a walk from Central, but I've already got tickets for this Saturday. Y'all
at the LGBT Center?
No. It's at the Greenway Arts Alliance.
Okay. But that place is cool as shit. Okay. Yeah. Let's get drunk and drive over. No.
Lift over.
Lift over.
The parking. Well, the parking there actually is surprisingly great. But anyway, Bailey, what are you looking forward to?
There's a play called Cherry, which is a one-woman show about this person's relationship
with Katy Perry,
and love
right?
of Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And I'm actually pumped about it. I've had a couple people be like, Bailey, go see this. It's really fun. So I was like, great. And then I met the performer whose name, God damn it. Well, I didn't write anybody's names down. I'm sorry.
No,
I'll shout her out.
I was ill-prepared as well.
Yeah. But I met the writer and / performer, and we hit it off. And I was like, this is great. The Ramon show is back this year. Go check out the Ramon show. It's just drag king excellence and comedy and sketch comedy and talking to the audience and just doing all that stuff. And then this is not Cherry, but Cherries is a musical that's performing at 3 Clubs, which is where my cabaret is. And it's called Cherries Rare and Fair, A Quest for Orgasmic Rainbows.
Oh,
wow.
And apparently it's an immersive musical. Don't know what that means. Maybe they're giving you lap dances or something. But it sounds like Dionysus in 69. You know what I'm saying? But
call back.
Last episode. Go check it out. Dear friend Sarah Schulte is in that one, and she.
Oh, I love me some Sarah Schulte.
We love Sarah Schulte.
Oh, right on. When are you going to that?
I'll look it up. I think it's Friday or something, but we should all go. It's a later one, and it'd be kind of fun to check out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. I'm in.
And that's it for me. I mean, there's 100 other things, and we got a couple more Fringe Blasts. We'll shout some more stuff out. But please, if you're in the L.A. area, come check out some Fringe. Mm-hmm. You can, a lot of the time, you can get really cheap tickets. If you look up their Instagrams and stuff, they'll have codes. It's just, it's a fun, easy way to see some experimental shit and see what this community is all about.
Yeah, man. I had a blast the other day. I walked from the Broadwater the other day. I drank a beer, walked from Broadwater to the McCadden, saw a show, walked back, grabbed a slice of pizza on the way, hit a little vape, walked back, had a drink with CJ, walked the other direction. We went and saw a show. Like, it was just great. It was just, I was just floating through and enjoying it.
I saw seven shows last Saturday.
Yeah, nice. you were wiped out.
That was hardcore.
You were wiped. It's like CJ just running by like, I gotta go. What?
Well, I think we are going to do some on the street interviews with some people. Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know who we're going to get. We'll find out. But I think we should insert them right here.
Hey, Ellen.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing real great. How are you doing?
I'm so good. I'm so stoked, actually.
Yeah, you're about to go walk into a show in about 1 minute.
Yeah.
So we're going to get you out of here quick, and maybe we'll talk to you later in Fringe. But Ellen, who are you?
I'm Ellen Boudreau-Danherter. I'm the co-executive director of Hollywood Fringe. Lois and I direct the festival together because it was too much of a beast to do alone.
And the reason I had you do that is because I wanted people to know we're talking to a really big deal right now. This is, you know, this is Fringe on the street, but we get the big names here.
Only because there's not a such thing at Fringe. And I think that's what's so special about Fringe is that every year we have like celebrities or influencers or people who have a lot of cachet. But here, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Everybody has equal standing. And that's what's so incredible and accessible about the festival.
Well, you're my celebrity. You're my ultimate celebrity at Fringe.
You're mine.
Yeah. Well, okay, perfect.
Perfect.
What is your favorite part so far of this year?
I think it's the community.
Yeah.
The community has been out seeing each other's work. We've had so many amazing sold out shows this year. Mm-hmm. Our ticket sales are higher than they've ever been.
Hey, We love that.
And really, I just have seen such joy. Such people who have not known each other walking down arm in arm, excited to go see another show together, grabbing a bite together and talking about, oh, there is this interesting detail about this show or this interesting detail about that.
Yeah.
People asking me, oh, what are we going to do next year? And I'm like, oh my God, it's too early.
Next year, yeah.
But everybody is so stoked. And to see our community back in full swing, I think it's been a pleasure.
It's been absolutely amazing. I've made a ton of friends.
I don't know about you.
What are you most excited about looking forward to in the rest of the festival? We got a couple more weeks left.
I'm trying to hit 30 shows. So I'm trying to see as many as I can.
Okay.
Outside of, you know, hours where we're doing this.
Yeah,
I'm doing other things for the festival.
Right.
I think also just seeing the awards ceremony, I think it's going to be a really special year this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have more awards than ever. People are going out of the country for the first time. We have some awards from Sydney and from Milan Fringe.
Very cool.
And so I'm really stoked to see what happens with that.
Let's go to the paparazzi.
Yay!
They await. All right. Thanks, Ellen.
Hi, Lois.
Hi, Bailey.
What is your full name and title at Fringe?
My name is Lois Neville. Yeah. My title is co-executive director, Ellen Denherter's partner in crime.
Correct. Yes, and we've already met Ellen, but I kind of wanted to ask you, what has been your favorite part so far the last couple weeks of Fringe?
Ooh,
that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Not necessarily a show or whatever, but like, what's the best part so far?
I think my favorite part, and it's my favorite part every year, so it's a little bit like of a sure. cop out, but I think it's the participants finally having that aha moment of like, oh, this is Fringe.
Right.
This is what like everyone talked about during the town halls, during the office hours. This like tangible community support.
Yeah.
This feeling like you're a part of something bigger.
Absolutely.
And it's that aha moment after the first week where they go, oh, fuck, this is Fringe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's wonderful.
Are you getting to savor it at all, or are you just work?
Yes, and
yeah,
a little bit of both.
Sure.
But I think the adrenaline, like everyone else's energy, gives me that adrenaline.
Sure.
So you know, we all sleep in July. I promise.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And what are you most looking forward to for the next 2 weeks? Besides it being over, I know it's an intense thing, but no one wants it to be over. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to finally seeing more shows. I am at that point. I've only seen four, and that's a horrible number. I need to see more.
Sure.
But now that kind of our show is up and running, you know, Fringe Central
right.
and all of the Fringe staff set up,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to going out and playing in the world a little bit and getting Heck to yeah. see more shows
Absolutely.
And meet more artists.
Amazing. Is there a show you want to shout out? Are there a group of shows you want to shout out? Is there anything like that?
Ooh, you know better than to ask me that, Bailey.
For
those listening, I'm giving
tea.
Bailey quite the look
yeah,
right
I see
now.
It. I see it. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I love all of the show. I mean, every show that takes the risk, that puts their art and their
absolutely.
Soul out on stage and they're that vulnerable, like,
yeah.
they are all my favorite.
And we can shout out the Fringe Scholarship Awards that were awarded before that are getting to perform here,
yes.
which is absolutely an incredible program that y'all do. And just in general, y'all go see shows. Please
yeah.
go see shows. You got 2 more weeks. Tell them.
Get the fuck out there and Fringe.
This whole podcast loves you. All of our listeners love you. We'll do a more proper interview later in Fringe, but we just want to make sure we got you Fringe on the street. Is there any final word you want to say to the listeners?
Love y'all. Enjoy it and,
yeah.
and give yourselves grace. It's not an easy thing you're doing.
Exactly. And if you're not in LA, there are live streams of shows.
That is absolutely true.
We keep neglecting to say that, but you can do that.
Yeah, at least, I mean, I want to say like 40 shows are being live streamed at least one performance, so
yep.
definitely check that out.
Yep. So keep fringing. We love y'all. Bye, Lois.
Bye, Bailey. Thank you for having
yeah.
me.
Fuck yeah. Thank you, everyone who interviewed with us. Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
Yes.
We haven't
Drunken
done
times.
Most of those recordings yet, so I don't know what was just said. I have no idea. But that's exciting. Thank you for joining us for our Fringe Blast 2.
Questions, comments, you can reach out to us via Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or email. Scott?
Thank you so much, CJ. A big shout out to Ryan Thomas Johnson, who I got to hang out with last night, who writes our theme song, and our theme song is better than your theme song.
Bitch.
And he also writes all of our stingers, and he's awesome. He's just cool, great human being.
Yeah.
And finally, to the award-winning playwright Carol Churchill, who writes every single one of our episodes and doesn't even know it. And one day, Carol Churchill, we're going to buy you a beer.
Do you think Carol Churchill goes to Edinburgh Fringe and sees things?
I hope so.
I think
so.
She goes in disguise.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
In a trench.
As Harold Pinter. Like
as Harold Pinter.
Hello.
No, I...
No,
I'm Harold Pinter.
Don't go that way.
That's a fucking good... That's a great... Write that down. We're doing that for Fringe next year.
Harold Pinter is Carol Churchill.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Carol Churchill is Harold Pinter. It goes both ways.
Cloud 9, too. Get it? Cloud 9? Anyone?
Yeah, I got it. I got you.
Just thought there would
be
chortles of some sort, but it's fine. I've lost the funny bone. Subscribe, rate, review. It really does help. We appreciate you so much, and keep fringing. We love you.
Yes.
Let's go to sitting alone in your room. Come hear the music play. Life is on car. I come to the cab.
It's called School for Love. Come see it.
Later, everybody.
The theater, the theater. Bring out Louis.
Theater, theater.